Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Now, from watching live streams or maybe doing virtual tours for the very first time, there's no denying that art in all its forms is a very important aspect in all of our lockdown lives. RTE too has set up a virtual online gallery called Illuminations, showing 30 specially commissioned works exploring the shades of lockdown. The gallery features a wide range of work from established talents like musician Cormac Begley, poet Moya Cannon, writer John Boyne, and emerging talents like 22-year-old Dara Patel, who joins me now. Is it on the phone? He's joined me. He is, yeah. Dara, how you doing? Are you all right?
I'm doing good, Dave. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. You sound like you're at the bottom of a well, but it's pretty good because it's the sound we get on the radio these days, all right? So you sound just fine. Basically, Dara, you were asked to be part of this series with a lot of established names on the art scene. How did it make you feel, Dara?
It was very cool, to be honest with you. I didn't expect it at all. And obviously, like you said, lots of established names on the list. And then for me, to just kind of getting started, it's a very big honour, to be honest with you, Dave. It's very cool as well, because I'm young enough and just getting started, so yeah.
Yeah, and you'll step up to the plate, as they say, in all the clichéd kind of places. So, like, were any of them inspirations before, or have you discovered some kind of art that you love through being involved with the Illumination series?
Well, my label mate and friend Natalia was on it as well, and she did she does spoken word poetry, so that was an inspiration, because she's unbelievable with her words. If you're familiar with her work, she's a an unbelievable talent as well. So yeah, that was an inspiration, just hearing her work.
And just like, if I mention the Word Up Collective, what is that to us?
The Word Up Collective is a group of like Irish artists, and they're my management as well, but for the most part they're like a group of just Irish artists looking to do something different in Ireland, you know, making something new musically. Obviously there's poetry as well, and something new and fresh maybe that not Ireland hasn't really seen before, you know what I mean?
And like, if I had a headline, would I say, are we talking here about some kind of hip-hop, some kind of rap? But no, it's pop and R&B and soul and everything else, and spoken word, obviously, you just mentioned.
Yeah, it's everything. There's no, like, I think these days with music, there's no line. Like, you can do whatever you want, you can try different things, and that Word Up Collective gives me that, like, opportunity where I'm not trapped in any sort of bubble of saying I can do whatever I want.
And like, how did all this work? I mean, a number comes up on your phone and says, I don't know that number, so I'm not going to answer it. I mean, like, did somebody from Illuminations just contact you out of the blue and say, we like your stuff, you know, will you make a song for us?
Yeah, basically.
Oh,
like,
right.
So they contacted my management, is like, we love Dara's stuff and we'd love to have him on doing the Illuminations thing. And I was like, Jesus, because honestly, my song was only played on the radio for the first time during the first lockdown. My mom got a call off her friend, like, oh Jesus, Arla, your son's on the radio, you have to turn it on. And then my mom screamed, Dara, you have to turn on the radio, turn on RTE, you're on it, Jenny Green playing it. So yeah, no, it's been mad. So that was very out of the blue to get contacted so soon after that.
You mean you're telling me you weren't already listening to Jenny in the afternoon? Jeepers, creepers, wait a minute. All right, well, hold on a second now. So what happens here? Are the beats yours, or does somebody else send you those? Do you put something around or what?
Yeah, so this is in collaboration with my friend Kian, or his stage name is A Thousand Beats, a good man from Cork. And he sent me the background music, the beat, as you said, and I just loved it automatically. I heard it and I was like, this is class. Have to make something over this. And it was real uplifting, which I wanted the song to be, because, you know, lockdown is tough. And this one was really uplifting, and I knew I could make something special that I thought was special anyway with it, so I used that.
Okay, so it's the Irish beat maker called A Thousand Beasts and from Cork, and that's where you get that bit, and then it's Dara Patel, which is you. Let's give you a little blast of the result, if you like. Summer in the City, just 30 seconds.
Still summer in the city when the sun don't shine. If the sun comes out, you can't kill my vibe. Running through these streets, don't trip, I'm fine. Still summer in the city when the sun don't. So we dance with the lights off. Last night, make it last long. I'm only trying to dance to the right songs, cause the summer in the city doesn't last long. Now I'm spending all my money, watch it come right back. I'm in summer in the city with a vibe like that. Like where did all the time go, yeah. I miss the breeze and we drive slow, yeah. If my show sold out, my mom's gonna be oh so proud. Play my music oh so loud. Turn it up, don't turn.
Do you know, like, you have to make a thing like that to make it work and sound as good as it sounds. Did you get, like, was any budget coming from Illuminations to get a producer or a studio or anything like that?
They covered the costs of recording the song and producing the song. So I actually met up with Cian down in Cork record the song. Yeah, so that was very cool because I haven't been to Cork too many times. So yeah, I got to meet him for the first time up in Cork as well.
Okay, just tell me also, Illuminations, what are we talking about here? What is Illuminations actually about? Is it a lockdown thing?
It is a lockdown thing. It's an art, it's like an online gallery, which obviously isn't the most like common thing to see, but in these times it's a new kind of thing where RTÉ commissions a lot of art pieces, not just music now, like actual art as well, poetry, you know, stories, people expressing how they were feeling in lockdown, and obviously I was included in that, but I didn't want to make it too sad, so I've done my bit on more of a positive outlook on the lockdown, but it is all lockdown based.
And just to go back again, like, I mean, if somebody rings you and says, okay, here it is and here's the budget, etc., how do they know who Dara Patel is? What have you done that they know who you are?
I'm not sure. I have a song called Hold Me Down, and I released it last on Christmas Day last year, and then it kind of just blew up on Spotify, and we're like nearly at 500,000 streams on it this year, which is actually insane if you think about it. Yeah. And then I released another song this year, it's called Sirens, which was Jenny Green's track of the week, and then I guess RTÉ seemed to like my sound, so that's pretty cool. Nice to know.
Right, it's great to know how it all works, all right.
And here I am now on your show.
Oh, that it all works. Yeah, exactly. I mean, absolutely, you can't go higher. So what's next on the agenda, Dara? I mean, has being part of the series helped you take that next step? And if so, what is it?
I think it's helped me realise the potential that I have. Because, you know, sometimes you need that kind of realisation that, oh, I could bring this somewhere. Because I didn't take my music outrageously seriously. Like, it is just me in my room for the most part messing around. So I think it's given me that motivation to maybe take it a lot more seriously.
And so what do you think is going to happen? Like, what do you think you're going to do? I mean,
I'd love to release. I have a plan to release like an EP or an album of sorts now coming next year or so. God forbid I can get recording in the studios and stuff again, you know. Yeah, but that would be the plan to release not just singular songs, more of a collection of songs, and show people that I'm not just a guy that does one song here and there.
Okay, so basically, as I mentioned earlier on, that there's a virtual online gallery called Illuminations. It shows 30 specially commissioned works exploring, if you like, the shades of lockdown. So if John Boyne is there, who's been with us on the programme, Moya Cannon is there, Cormac Begley, yours is just there for people to check out and listen to and see. Is that it?
That's it. If you want to listen to it, it's there, and it's going up on Spotify and all the streaming services now next week as well.
All right. In fact, I have some info now. Illustrate, it's an online gallery, yeah. It launched on Wednesday, October 7, and it goes right out now till at least December. You can check out the online gallery, rte.ie/culture/illuminations. Good man yourself, Dara. Thank you very much for talking to us on the programme today. And,
no worries.
Good luck
Thanks
with all the
me.
Rest of it. Good man yourself.
Thank
Thanks.
You.
Good luck. Take it easy. Thanks.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.